This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Companies rarely disclose their priorities in personalized algorithm recommendations. This enables developers to strategically incorporate their priorities into recommendations without user awareness. In fact, all major technology platforms such as Netflix, Amazon, and Spotify include revenue-maximizing signals in their recommender systems under the guise of personalization. Interacting with an avatar, here we can see in this example, when participants interacted with an avatar, and that avatar that was representing themselves was wearing a branded shirt, they reported having higher brand attitude and purchase intention of that brand compared to if they saw that brand on some other avatar that was sitting across from them. How does interacting with technology that we view as extensions of ourselves, such as personalized or immersive technology, influence our behaviors? We know it influences our perceptions of ourselves, but does it influence our downstream decisions? So in this study, we focus on the context of recommender systems. AI has enabled the development of recommender systems to make data-driven suggestions based on, to extent, predicting a user's preferences based on their personal data. AI-based recommendation systems are embedded in everyday platforms such as Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon. In the case of Spotify, when you receive your Spotify Wrapped, you are able to understand yourself by viewing the infographic that Spotify provides about your data. In the same way, Spotify makes recommendations about what you should listen to on the basis from your understanding of what you watch. In reality, within recommender systems, they consider many factors when producing a recommendation, including factors that reflect users' own interests and also factors that reflect companies' interests. And companies rarely disclose their priorities in personalized algorithm recommendations. This enables developers to strategically incorporate their priorities into recommendations without user awareness. In fact, all major technology platforms such as Netflix, Amazon, and Spotify include revenue-maximizing signals in their recommender systems under the guise of personalization. So here we see that our inability to understand what's happening behind the black box of technology use is contributing to our misunderstanding of what technology is doing. So in this context, we wanted to understand the concept of self-endorsement. Because recommender systems incorporate personal data, it allows for the possibility for people to believe as if those recommendations are something that we ourselves would have endorsed. So this concept of self-endorsement was originally established in the context of VR and demonstrated that interacting with an avatar, here we can see in this example, when participants interacted with an avatar, and that avatar that was representing themselves was wearing a branded shirt, they reported having higher brand attitude and purchase intention of that brand compared to if they saw that brand on some other avatar that was sitting across from them. So here we can see that technology has qualities that permit hyper-personalization, which we now know can make it difficult to differentiate between what we know, what we think we know, and what the device thinks we know. So this led us to our study. We wanted to see if this worked beyond VR, if this worked in the context of classic recommender systems that we see on a daily basis in our world. In this study, we had 293 participants first complete a personality assessment, kind of like a BuzzFeed article, that asked them questions to gauge who they are and what they wanted out of their consumer choices. And then users operated three different recommender systems to aid in the selection of travel choices. We told them to imagine that they were going to go on a trip and to make decisions that aligned with what they would choose. So in the study, we had three different conditions. Everyone saw one of these versions once. So each person saw three versions. In one condition, they saw a self-endorsing version that they believe took their personality assessment data and made decisions, made recommendations based on that data. In another condition, in the other endorsing condition, this is a version, they were told that it was a version that was programmed on the basis of other people's personality assessments. And recommends travel choices that previous users are most likely to endorse. In a third condition, it was a control condition, where they were told that this version of this digital assistant was, or this recommender system, is not programmed with personalized data and only makes decisions at random. In reality, all three of these systems were making decisions at random. None of them used personalized data to inform the recommendations that were made. We wanted to determine whether people would be more likely to select the default recommended option when they believed the content was personalized to them. We also wanted to determine whether we can use this strategy to shift people's decisions toward our own priorities. In this case, our priorities were sustainable decisions. So here we can see in this study that people were given 19 categories, one of which was a rental car. They saw four different options. One of those options were recommended to them and were selected as the default option, and another one of those options randomly was something that we described as eco-friendly. We wanted to see if people were more likely to accept the recommendation when they were in the self-endorsing condition and whether this influenced their tendency to choose eco-friendly choices. Here's what we found. Related to the recommendations that people accepted, we found that when they were working with an agent that they believed was making suggestions based on their personalized data, they tend to accept more of those recommendations. And we saw no differences between the other endorsement condition and the control condition. So only in the case when participants believed that this recommender system was programmed with their personal data, did they choose to defer to that device for making their decisions. We also found a similar effect for eco-friendly recommendations. We found that when individuals were working with an agent that they believed to be self-endorsing, they were more likely to accept options that were also eco-friendly, regardless of how sustainable their values actually were. So here, this suggests that technology that individuals believe is tailored, this suggests that technology that individuals believe tailors content to them have a powerful capacity to sway decisions, even when those algorithms do not personalize content and when they recommend options that serve the designer's own interests.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.